Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
The Big Short of the Hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VANARIA, VanariaDental.com. Joe Biden announcing mass amnesty again today. More amnesty and bragging about the fact that he's going around Congress and doing it through executive action. Bragging about this fact. And just so you know, when you look at the data on this, this is not popular. This mass amnesty stuff, not going to help him. When you poll Hispanic voters, 53% favor deporting all illegal immigrants, all of them. 53% of Hispanic voters believe that. But Joe Biden thinks he can do whatever he wants. So today he announces this mass amnesty plan. It's going to be a challenge in court, and it should be, because the president of the United States of America does not have the authority to grant mass amnesty. He doesn't have that authority. That is done by Congress. You can grant a pardon to somebody, but you can't grant mass amnesty. So this fight will continue. But in the meantime, let us welcome back to the show the Admiral of the Zioli Navy, the man himself, the master of Saturday nights, the king of Saturday nights, and the guy who's bringing comedy back to late night comedy, the one, the only, Jimmy Failla. What's up, brother?
There he is. Jimmy's back. I will say this, Zioli. The Zioli Navy almost sank its own boat this past weekend. I haven't said this to anyone on the air yet. But have you ever been on a pontoon boat on the Long Island Sound?
Not in my life, no.
Well, apparently there's a requirement that in order to pilot the thing, you have to have at least 71 beers. I'm not even kidding. Guy invited me out on his boat, okay? You know, and I was on the boat before we undocked the thing, before I realized I was actually the captain of the boat. And long story short, I dodged a bullet. And I don't know why. I don't know what it is about the Zioli Army that I feel like I can confide in them when I go astray in life. But yes, long story short, I went astray, so it's happy to be here. The ship did not sink.
Thank God, because first of all, the Zioli Army is your spirit animal. All right, so you cuddle up with us anytime you need to, okay? Cuddle
That's
up
cute.
And take comfort. We're here for you. That's number one.
There's no you guys
two.
Are the.
I got
no, there is no number two. Yeah. This is a. It's always a big spoon, little spoon debate. But the point is, it happens. We're making this work one prison bunk at a time.
We're making this worse one prison joke after a time. Now listen, Phillip. We got a lot going on in your world today. You got your Saturday Night Show, which is a massive success. You got the book. You got the radio show. And you got the comedy show, too. Everybody calm down. And I'm glad you're saying this, because everybody does need to calm down. Do you think it's working, by the way? Are you reaching people and helping them calm down?
Listen, okay, here's my fear. I think the people I'm reaching were in on the joke and were already calm. I don't know that we're actually changing anyone else's disposition, because in the history of telling people to calm down, as everyone knows, it has a completion percentage of 0%. Okay? Nothing says hit me in the throat with a golf club like telling upset people to calm down. Okay? And we know that.
Right.
But I mean, well, so I mean, here's what I can report on that. Okay? I still am new enough to care to want to help. This time next year, I'm getting on the phone with fake teeth, new hair.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But right now, I'm new. I'm excited. I'm still a human. I want to help the world. And I know I'm dumb for that. But
no, okay.
You know, hopefully I outgrow it.
You're going to be like Henry Hill dumping his cocaine in the toilet and trying to get the hell out of there as the helicopters are overhead, Fela. I can see that in your future. But we have plenty of time to
get there. I grew up on Long Island. Nobody is dumping their cocaine. if it comes to that, I'm at least selling it to some fellow TV talent. What are we talking about here?
Or but maybe why don't you sell it to the President of the United States? He's got a debate next week. He could probably use it.
I love this so much. This is my favorite news cycle ever, that we're down to the shaggy.
Oh, no. Where'd he go? We lost him. Did we lose Fela? Is he still there? Did you mute him by mistake, or did he just hang up? Is he still there? Say something, anything into the microphone. Andrew, say
anything.
No, he's
there.
I don't hear him.
I'll see if I can get him back.
Okay,
hold on.
We can get him back. He's either being really, really so super TV cool. There he is. Okay.
You kids today.
Was that a doctored phone call? Is this a deep fake?
It was a cheap fake. It was a cheap fake. I was saying this on Fox and Friends. I'm like, a cheap fake is when you buy a Gucci bag in Times Square for $20. Okay? my sunglasses are cheap fakes. Okay? The idea that an unedited video, as you know, but this is one thing I'll give them credit for, Zioli. When they say we're selectively editing, we are, in the sense that every day when we put our shows together, we have to select which of the five dozen Biden glitches out videos we'd like to show that day. That's where the selective process comes in. It's like, do you want him wandering off or do you want him glitching? Do you want him talking to the Easter Bunny or shaking hands with the invisible guy? Yes, that involves some selective editing. But as for the clips, we're not touching them.
Right. Right. We edit them in order to play them on the show in either an audio or video format. However, we're not editing the content. Those are the actual videos, the actual clips of his brain malfunctioning, or Biden just going on about habita, 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 or shaking. Listen, Normandy, by the way, that video, the controversy over that he was giving thumbs up to somebody. He was giving thumbs up to Charles de Gaulle. I don't know if you know that or not, but Biden, he talks to dead people all the time. So he's like the 46 cents, you know, Jimmy. It's going to be a brand new movie coming out. He sees dead world leaders everywhere, every time. He talks to them. He loves them. He has dinner with them. Come on.
Yeah. Well, then you know what? I would say this. I don't even care. Like, I know, you know, a lot of people listen to you and me lean to the right. But even if somebody leans to the left because they recognize you and I are bargaining in good faith and we mean well, like, we shouldn't have a president that you need a Ouija board to communicate with. Like, that's not normal.
No.
Just Democrats, put in anybody. Put in a living guy. We didn't say, like, oh, you have to vote for Trump. Am I voting for Trump? Yes. But it doesn't mean you have to if you're listening to us. But at least make this, give us an option. No.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, even, you know, what I love, too, is that you've got a lot of people coming out now and saying Trump is gangsta. And every time another rapper comes out and says, I love the fact that they're calling him a convicted felon, because now he's one of us. I just think, man, Democrats, they just cannot be any more stupid politically.
Yeah, they're bad. I mean, when you saw 50 Cent talking about it, and, you know, 50 Cent is a guy who has street cred. He was shot 9 times. And he also did something more dangerous. He slept with Chelsea Handler. And, you know, you talk about risking it all. You talk about near death. I mean, a lot of miles on the old Chevy, you know.
Yeah.
And like, you don't want to see the odometer.
Wounds, I'm just saying, bullet wounds can heal, but some of those viruses stick around in your system forever. You know, I'm just pointing that out.
So the point is, though, this is what they're running into in the Democratic Party. Like, you used to be able to just be like, you know, those guys are racist, and it worked. Do you know in Casino, in the narration, when they're talking about Pesci because he's getting sloppy as an enforcer, and he goes, you know, eventually Nikki wasn't getting them down with one punch anymore. And they show how Pesci's kind of out of shape now and he's winded. That's what's become of the race card. The race card isn't getting them down in one punch anymore. So you yell all Republicans are racist, and some people take the hit. They're like, oh, well, I guess I can't vote for them. But a lot of people are really starting to say, well, you know, I've heard this for a long time. I've bought into it, but my neighborhood looks like something out of Black Hawk Down. And it's Democrats that have been in charge of it. And I don't know. Maybe they're not, but what if I could, I don't know, not pay 71% more for groceries? What if, when you go to the gas by me, Zioli, they don't even have prices on the pumps. They just have a picture of the sex act you have to perform on the attendant in order to get gas. I pulled into the Sunoco on 9th Avenue. I'm like, can you fill it up on rub and tug, please? And they're like, yeah, 1 second.
I've never been more happy to have self-service gasoline in my life, and I got to cross the bridge for it. So,
well worth it.
Fela, listen, you got a big show coming up Saturday night in Red Bank, New Jersey, at the Count Basie Theater, historic theater, for your Everybody Calm Down tour. I want the Zioli Army to have a strong showing there, and we're going to have a strong showing there because we got at least 100 of us coming, and maybe more. But everybody should go and see it, and the twofer is that I'm told that you will be joining us at the Grand Hotel in Cape May, New Jersey, because our mutual friend David Gelman stepped up and bought 100 tickets, which he donated to a bunch of people with no sense of humor whatsoever, just to make your show on Saturday that much better.
Yo, bring it on, man. I would love a Thunderdome show where I got to go toe-to-toe with the crowd. Because that's what I started out. You know, when you start out doing stand-up, you're performing in, like, opium dens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you're... And the only reason you want laughter is just to know these people are actually alive, you know, because there's a lot of people free bases and stuff on the Lower East Side. No, I would love to go toe-to-toe with the Army. You can bring in the Zioli Coast Guard. I know I'm the Navy, whatever you guys got. But Gelman is a national treasure. And to be clear, I will be doing the final hour of your show this coming Friday.
Good.
And if people are hanging out after the show, I think that's the bigger campaign promise.
Yeah.
I will be an orphan down there in Cape May until my show starts Saturday night. So I'm coming down to hang. I mean, yeah, it's nice to hear me do radio, and we do this together a lot, and we're pretty all right at it. But now you're going to see me in my natural habitat, which is getting cut off at a bar. And that's exciting.
It's very exciting, and I promise you one thing. Nobody at the Grand Hotel of Cape May will cut you off at that bar. Trust me, I've been there. They should have, but they won't be doing that to you.
A lot of bad third base coaches. They're just sending the runner no matter what. That was the Yankees. Willie Randolph on the Yankees used to wave home Paul O'Neill. I'm like, Willie, the guy's on a walker. I'm like, just give him the stop sign. Anyway.
Well, I'm excited you're coming. We really are. We're so psyched you're coming, and we're psyched to see your comedy show Saturday night up in Jersey, and it's going to be a blast. I'm proud of you, though, but look, you're doing something which is important, which is you're trying to bring humor to an otherwise very depressing political campaign cycle. And look, I'll give Trump credit, too. He's always trying to make jokes at these rallies. They're a lot of fun and interesting, and that's why I think he gets such big crowds. Contrast that with Joe Biden, who's just trying to get through it before the IV of the Adderall runs out. And that's why I think a Trump rally is always going to get about 100,000 people, whereas a Biden rally is going to fill up, you know, like a school lunch table in a middle school cafeteria.
Trump, you see, this is, you got to look at it like a sporting event. Trump is the people who show up to the track to watch the race. Biden's the people who show up to watch the crash. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you went to Talladega this weekend, 95% of them have a favorite driver. 5% of them just want to see a tire fly into the stands. Biden caters to that 5%. And that is reality. And one thing, Zioli, I don't know if anyone pointed it out, but, you know, the guy who could clear up the whole Biden cheap fake thing is Obama. Have you noticed Obama is not saying, I didn't lead him off the stage? because he doesn't want to embarrass himself if it happens again a day later.
Yeah.
And, you know, it basically is happening a day later. I believe the sign language interpreter shrugged three times today at that White House event, which is never good. It's not good.
I think Obama is doing the right thing, because when you are the puppet master, you got to make sure you're pulling those strings properly. And otherwise, you're just not doing your job. You've seen a lot of bad comedy shows with ventriloquist Jimmy Fallon, and it's not pretty when the lips are not matching what the ventriloquist dummy's saying. You know what I mean?
He's Geppetto, like Geppetto, like Obama. That's funny. Well, and according to Ashley's diary, Biden does like a fist up the butt, so I don't know.
Oh,
I'm sorry, am I canceled?
Did you have
I gotta go.
You gotta go. Goodbye. We'll see you Friday. Thank you, Jimmy Fallon. Go to FoxAcrossAmerica.com and get your tickets today.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour. On the Rich Cioli Show, brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, a premier full-service resort and conference center, grandhotelcapemay.com.
So you got all the reason in the world to join us on Friday in Cape May, and all the reason in the world to go up to Jimmy's show in Red Bank on Saturday night. So foxcrossamerica.com, and you will have a great weekend ahead. But if you are staying in town, don't forget Trump's got a big rally coming up in Philadelphia on Saturday. DonaldJTrump.com for that. Senator Casey, as I mentioned, he shows his head once every 6 years whenever there's an election. Then he goes back in the ground like the groundhog. So he spoke up about inflation, again, trying to blame it on greed. This is another game where they try to psyop you into believing that everybody's just rigged the system against you as they all make money. And nobody's smart enough to come in and try to undercut any of their prices. So here's cut number one, Senator Bob Casey, speaking with unbiased journalist Jen Psaki on MSNBC, cut number one.
Well, Jen, a good part of that is high prices. And we know that even after these huge multinational corporations got these record tax cuts we had rarely seen in recent American history, they got these huge tax breaks. They used most of that new revenue they had to have stock buybacks. And then they jacked up their prices, the price of food, the price of household items. And people not only feel it every week, but I think they know what it is. And it's greed. It's greedflation. I've talked a lot about, and the president has as well, shrinkflation, where they're shrinking the size of the product and not shrinking the price.
Not enough chips in the bag.
Absolutely. But the larger question is just basic greed. When they can jack up prices on food and laugh all the way to the bank. We have to take action against that. And when I talk about not just pointing it out for voters to focus on, but also when I talk about taking action, that's where you get people's attention. People want us to pass a price gouging bill so you can go after these companies, hold them accountable. And I think they also want us to vote to roll back those big corporate tax breaks, because obviously these big companies did need it because they're jacking up their prices.
Clearly, and you know.
He really needs a Red Bull. Man, he's so boring to listen to. He's going to lose to Dave McCormick, and that's a good thing, because he should go. He's the lesser Casey, and he should go. But think of the logic behind this. All these chip companies are deliberately doing this out of greed, and not a single chip company is smart enough to think, I'll be the one that puts more chips in the bag, and I'll conquer the market. I'll be the one to selflessly do it and undercut all these greedy chip makers. Maybe, just maybe, they can't make profit if they do that. Guys like Casey don't understand that, because it's simple economics. They're not versed enough in the economy and running a business to get that point. This is not some grand conspiracy. Everything is more expensive because in order to bring that bag of chips to the market, see, guys like Casey think that the chips just magically appear on grocery store shelves. There's not a farmer in Idaho who's raising the potatoes and then transporting those potatoes, and then they go to a plant and they're bought by Lay's or Utz or whoever, and then they chop them up and they fry them, and somebody has to supply the fry oil, and they got to get the bags, and somebody's got to supply the bags, and then they got to bring all those chip bags to a grocery store on a truck that runs on gasoline, diesel. No, they don't get that. In their mind, those chips are there. They just show up. They just show up, and that's the way it is. You're eating a bag of Hers chips? Well, it just got there on its own. There's no manufacturing process involved whatsoever. So they can set any price they want. They can set it for free. They can make it free. It doesn't cost them anything to make the bag of chips. So why are these greedy people charging anything? And they really believe this. That's the mindset. You know, there's a great book out there that I always teach my kids. And you know what, Andrew, since you're a dad of two kids, I would recommend this book to you. Let's see. It's called Nobody Knows How to Make a Pizza. Have you ever heard of that book? Andrew, this is where you talk on the microphone.
Sorry, no, I have not heard of that book.
All right, so it's a book by, the author's name is Julie Borowski, and it's an excellent book called Nobody Knows How to Make a Pizza. Now, it's not about what you think it's about, which is nobody knows how to make a pizza like I do, which is to get the oven super hot, to use 00 flour, a little sourdough starter, put some Cento tomatoes on there.
Like you know how to make a pizza.
Oh, I know how to make a pizza.
Well, not all of us have a brick oven pizza either.
That's fair.
Do you still have that thing?
I do.
That came to the new house then, right?
I bought a new one. I built a new one.
Oh, you did?
Built a new one.
Yeah, they're not that hard to build. Not that expensive either. And you save a lot of money on pizza as the years go by.
So the stuff that you make at home, you would put out there better than most places that you could order from?
It's night and day better. But I still support local pizzeria.
No, yeah, of course. But
I can't do it every day.
I'm sure it's a process, and the dough needs to rise and set and all that science and everything.
Absolutely. And I follow the rules, you know, the basic rules from Napoli. I don't mess around here. I don't put any fillers or dough conditioners. I don't put olive oil in there. I follow the rules.
And you never put pineapple in there, right?
Never put pineapple on a pizza, Jimmy. Never. That is a disgrazia. That should be illegal.
It should be.
Should be. I agree.
Thank you.
100%.
Excellent. See, we can all get along now.
Yeah.
Who needs the Santas? Tell them to take tomorrow off, too. Lazy elitist jerk. Not just kidding. He's not... He's not lazy all the time.
I can't be saying too much about Matt because when Matt's here and I do work the show, he's usually the one who gives me a lift home, so I'm staying neutral.
Oh, you're staying neutral?
Hey,
fine.
He's Switzerland.
It's either, you know, talk about Matt, you know what I mean, or take the bus home.
I understand. Exactly. You're making the right decision because God knows I'm not driving you home.
Of course, I don't expect you to.
Because I'm never in studio.
No.
So how could I possibly drive you home?
Never.
That would require me coming to the studio. That's something.
And God forbid if that ever happens.
Yeah,
right?
We're not doing that.
Because you're on the Howard Stern plan, right?
Hey, I work Fridays sometimes. No, I mean this Friday because I have a show.
Well, that's a very important thing coming up on Friday.
Yeah. It's going to be a big night.
Yeah.
I do have to say though, at 6 o'clock, Michael Pelk is taking over for the last hour because I am going to an event tonight with the Republican National Chair.
Oh, very nice.
And Lara Trump, the co-chair. So I do have to do that at 6 o'clock, but stunt brain Michael Pelka will do the last hour, so be nice to him. He's very delicate.
I'm
he's
always
fragile.
Nice to Mike.
We'll do our best.
Yeah, he's very sensitive, so be careful.
I'm always nice to Michael Pelka.
So the book is called Nobody Knows How to Make a Pizza, and I read this book to my kids because I want them to understand how the economy works, and it's all about how you think it's just as simple as taking a dough and then putting sauce and cheese on it and putting it in an oven, but it's actually, she goes into detail about where the tomatoes come from, where the cheese comes from, the farmers who are involved, the transporting of those goods, all of it until it finally gets to a pizzeria and becomes a pizza. The point is there's an entire process involved in creating that delicious, wonderful pizza that goes well above the pay grade of a guy like Bob Casey because he's never run a pizzeria before. He's never run a business before. But ask a guy who's got to run a mom and pop pizzeria how challenging these times are because the price of flour has gone up, the price of tomatoes has gone up, the price of cheese has gone up, the price of everything's gone up. Sausage, meatballs, all of it. It's all gone up. And a big part of the reason is because of fuel charges. So that has affected the price. And then the farmers, they have to raise their prices. And there's a war on agriculture in this country. We're doing everything we possibly can to make food prices more expensive. We just messed with avocados today coming from Mexico. And we also are now doing something to mess with farmers in Idaho by cutting off their water supply. So you got to overcome all those obstacles. You try to bring your customers the best quality product. So that means that you can't use all the potatoes. You can't use all the tomatoes. Can't use all the cheese for whatever product you're making. And again, these guys don't understand that either. So in their mind, it's very simple. The pizza just shows up out of thin air. There's no employees involved. There's no people that you have to pay. There's no minimum wage laws. Nothing. None of that stuff matters. And it's just greed. It's evil corporate greed. The good news, though, is that people don't believe it. They don't believe it. Yes, we know that shrinkflation is real. I'm not saying it's not. I mean, yes, there are smaller quantities now in almost everything. And consumers are doing this, or I should say manufacturers are doing this, because they don't want to raise prices. So they're actually giving you less of a product at the same price point so that they don't have to raise prices. It's a choice that they're making. But it's not a conspiracy, because they have to be transparent under federal law. That's why if you look at a bag of chips, it says this item is weighed on whatever it is, volume or whatever it is. And there's a certain amount of air that has to be in the bag, too. It's nitrogen, but it's a certain amount of that has to be in the bag so that the chips don't get all destroyed. But it's all transparent. They can't lie about it. They can't tell you that it's 12 ounces when it's really only 8. But again, this is what Democrats do. They try to deflect by saying, oh, no, they're trying to fool you into thinking you're getting the same size bag of Utz potato chips as you were before. No, they're not. It's all federal law requires the transparency of that item and the proper weight. They can't play games like that. Now, if they make a decision where we're going to give you the same price point, but we're going to lower the amount of product in that bag, that's a choice. And you make that choice as a consumer. Or you can buy the family bag or go to Costco or Restaurant Depot or wherever else. But it's,
try buying a bag in a machine here. It's all air.
I know. I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that if I were you. It's also probably been there for quite some time.
Yeah. It's all air.
Yeah. And I just tried to get a Gatorade out of the machine and it didn't friggin' work. So I got to get my $2 back. I hate when that happens. That infuriates me. There should be an immediate number, like a 911 that I can call to instantly get that Gatorade.
You know, some hosts would have just put their fist right through the thing and that would have been it.
Now you're getting to a very dangerous place now.
Absolutely.
Involving fisting. I'm just talking about getting a Gatorade, Jimmy. Let's keep it a family show. Family show. Which Jimmy am I talking to? Fela or you, Jim? Kelly or Fela? Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Jim Kelly.
All right. Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, as a father of two, a 22-month-old and a 6-month-old, you should buy the book Nobody Knows How to Make a Pizza by Julie Borowski and read it, because I know you...
I literally just Googled it. I found it already.
There you go.
Yeah. It works.
I purchased it on March 23rd, 2020. You know why? Because we were going to be home a lot back then, and I had to read a lot of books to my kids. That was one of the ones I wanted to make sure we were reading. And also, I knew Reagan was on the way. She would be born on April 16th. So I didn't know that at the time, but I knew she was coming. Anyway, here's also Casey doing the fear factor, fear mongering that the Democrats do all the time as well, which is to say that the court is going to start taking away more rights. So the Dobbs decision happened. And just so you know, there are still in this country right now abortions that are taking place every day in America. I wish there weren't, but they are. The Dobbs decision did not make abortion illegal. The Dobbs decision reversed Roe v. Wade, which was a horrific Supreme Court decision where the justices wrote statute. They wrote law and they came up with this three trimester policy. And they overturned that and said this is not a constitutional issue because it's not in the Constitution. So it's up to the states. And some states have passed laws on the issue, like they've passed abortion amnesty. Some states have passed restrictions. Some states have outright banned it. But there's 50 of them, and depending on the state, they have different laws and policies. But the Democrats want to lie and pretend like this Supreme Court made abortion illegal. They did not. Abortion is still legal in the United States of America, depending on where the state you are. The state that may be heavily regulated, restricted. There may be time limits on it. There may not. Just depends on the state. But that's not good enough. They need to scare people. And they use the Supreme Court as the ultimate way to do that. So here's Casey with the unbiased journalist Jen Psaki on MSNBC, cut number two.
The broader question of rights, meaning voting rights in democracy, women's rights, obviously, and workers' rights, less so on the third. Mm. But I think that's kind of the next set of battle lines. But look, if this Supreme Court can overturn a 49-year right for women, they can certainly take away other rights. And you just saw in the recent debate in the Senate, we had two separate weeks. One week was a vote on contraception.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine that. You think it'd be an easy up or down vote. Every Republican senator but two didn't vote to uphold the right to contraception in 2024. Then that was followed a week later by a vote on IVF. And the same held true. The Republican Party has gone so extreme and so far right that they not only support all these abortion bans that are taking place in state after state, but they can't even uphold the right to contraception or the right on a national basis to support IVF.
It's pretty unbelievable. There was a new campaign ad.
First of all, it's not unbelievable. Those were dumb bills. America doesn't need a Contraception Protection Act. Contraception is not illegal anywhere in this country. Nowhere. by the way. Not one state has banned contraception. It's another lie by the left. It's gaslighting. We're being gaslit again. This is what the Democrats do. So they put up these bills. Another great example I'll give you is the Anti-Lynching Act that was written by Spartacus. Yes, I'm talking about Count Grantstangelis, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage band, Cory Booker. So he argued that America needs an anti-lynching bill. And they screamed and whined about why there isn't an anti-lynching bill, as if anywhere in America you can legally lynch a person and get away with it. I have news for you. Try lynching somebody tonight and see how it works out for you. There's not a single state in the country that will allow you to lynch somebody. It's another unnecessary, useless law that they want to propose simply for the purpose of just trying to grandstand. That's the same thing you did with the contraception thing. Tell me a state that says you can't buy contraception. Show me where that state is, because I want to know. But they pretend like, well, now we have to codify all these things into federal law because the Republicans are coming to take away all these various rights that people have. And the bills are stupid, and they know that they are, but they know they don't want them to pass, and they know they're not going to, and they shouldn't pass because they're completely unnecessary. But they do this anyway, and they do this all the time because that's what they want to do, is they want to gaslight and fearmonger. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number as we conclude our 30 minutes of nonstop talk brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we're going to be on Friday for our live show at the Grand with special guest Jimmy Failla. So make sure you join us. I want to tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. When it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. You know, with Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So whether it's a durable, lifetime-warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know that times are tough for many people, they're offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacement. Now, you know, I've used Emmons for all these products in my home. I've been using these guys for years. They do great work, and they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, the Jersey Shore, and Delaware. Matt and Stephanie, the owners, are personal friends of ours. Their son, Mason, comes over and plays with Patrick. They're great people. And the job is going to be guaranteed. You'll be very happy using Emmons. And with 10% off, you can't beat it. So don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677 or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today. EmmonsRoofing.com. Tell them.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care
of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Accenture.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Every single time I see the fight scene at the, like, against Drago and everything, I'm at my most patriotic.
It's a great ending. No, and the
value changes, and everybody can change. You know, Mick, and in the night,
you should do voiceovers.
It's what he does. Don't get him started.
My bad.
He won't stop.
Sorry.
Just now you're in for it. Now you're in for it.
I'm sorry. You know, I was just trying to contribute to the show, and you call me a bum.
You're not a bum.
I know. Thank you.
You're not a bum. You're a hardworking producer with an exceptional ability to do impressions. You haven't mastered me yet, though, have you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I'm tough.
You haven't really given me anything to go by at this point. And again, I don't mean that.
Shut up for 3 hours. What are you talking about?
No, it's just
there's
nothing.
Tons of material to use.
There's nothing distinctive. Like when I started imitating Mark Levin, I just picked up on, wow, this guy's auditioning for the Rush Limbaugh spot here. Mm. You know, because the way he was screaming and yelling.
Yeah, but Rush didn't scream and yell, though.
No, Rush him, but Mark does. You know, he can say, hey, you know what the problem is? And it's stupid Democrats and all these other idiots. And you know what the problem is, too? And that's right, I said it. Rich Scioli, when you're filling in for me.
Great question. I don't know. Yeah. Sometime over the summer, I imagine. I hope.
Rich Scioli, the great Rich Scioli from Philadelphia, filling in for me.
Thank you. Thank you, great one. I appreciate that. He'll be on, the real one will be on at 7. In the meantime, though, Michael Pelko will take over for me at 6 because I got to go meet the Republican National Chairs do that because I have to do that. And then Opelka will do the last hour. So there you go. Here is Karine Jean-Pierre, the real one, not Jimmy's impression of her, talking about Biden's amnesty plan that they rolled out today. Take a listen.
You heard it directly from the president today, right? He talked about who we are as a country. He talked about the importance of putting forth legal pathways, but at the same time, securing our border. If you think about the announcement that he made today, it's about protecting American citizens, American families.
Okay, here's former and future President Donald Trump today at his rally in Wisconsin, talking about we don't need this and it's not going to happen. No amnesty. Take a listen.
Our country is under invasion. We should not be talking amnesty. We should be talking about stopping the invasion instead. This is an invasion of our country. We have to seal the border. We have to let people come into our country, but they have to come in legally. We have to send Joe Biden's illegal aliens back home where they belong. We have no choice. We have no choice.
Here is, this is an interesting question. Why are so many black voters turning towards Trump? I think immigration plays a big part in it. Hispanic voters, Trump is now winning with Hispanic voters. And a big part of the reason is because of the border. They see it. They don't want it. They don't want amnesty. They want law and order. It's not that complicated. It's not. It doesn't mean that they don't want to have an immigration system that is functional and working, but that's different from border security. As I've told you many, many times, the issue of the border is not immigration. The issue of the border is illegal immigration. When you talk about the immigration system, which is like the Democrats like to use that term. Again, they're gaslighting you. The immigration system involves green cards. It involves how people get amnesty. It involves how people get work visas. It involves ports of entry, legal ports of entry in this country, and the free flow of commerce and tourists and people that are arriving to this country with student visas and work visas, et cetera, et cetera. The border is a national security issue. How people illegally cross it is the problem that needs to be addressed as a national security imperative. So they're two totally different things. But the Democrats keep trying to involve the two. They say, well, I've been saying we got to fix our broken immigration system for years. No, we're not talking about the immigration system. We're talking about the border. We're talking, that's a national security issue. And black voters are seeing it too. And they're exhausted, quite frankly. They're exhausted. Here is New York Times journalist Mara Gay on Morning Joe this morning. Now, I don't like to play Morning Joe clips ever, but she goes on about why black voters are turning away from Joe Biden. Cut number four.
You know, I've been traveling the country for the Times the past 6 months, talking to voters, largely, though not entirely, Democratic ones or people who have voted for Democrats in the past. I was in Florida last month with a state house candidate there knocking on doors. And this is a larger group, I think, than we think about. One of the points of concern for the Biden campaign is that this group may actually be growing. And so, you know, when you think about kind of the drift from the Democratic Party, there's a lot of disaffection right now among black voters, younger voters, even older black voters who I heard from who said, I usually vote Democratic, but I'm just so exhausted by it all. And I don't see change in my life. I'm not sure if I'm going to show up this time. So there is a question about whether this group of Democrats or of voters in general is growing.
They're exhausted from Biden. They don't like the economy and they're worried about World War III. This is what they're saying to the pollsters when they ask the black voters in Pennsylvania and Michigan, two must-win states. By the way, I got to just give a quick shout out to a firefighter in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I saw this story on 6ABC a short time ago, and Cherry Hill firefighter risks his life to save trapped driver. A gaping hole was seen in the building at Lakeview Dental Care in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, following a crash that trapped a wrong-way driver in his truck inside the building. At the time, Cherry Hill firefighter Jake Borelli had been on the job for only about 3 months. He said, we started trying to extricate the guy in the driver's seat, but this was not your typical car accident. The dash of the truck was crushing his legs and the building's weight was on top, so it was giving a bit of difficulty at first. Last September, Cherry Hill Fire Ladder 24B platoon was on their way to training when they witnessed the box truck plow into the building. The first responders worked to evacuate the dental office and continued trying to extricate the driver when black smoke began billowing from the engine and from inside the building. Within seconds, the truck's cabin was engulfed in smoke. Borelli leapt into action without wearing any protective gear. He said it was difficult to breathe. To be honest, I think it was the adrenaline. There were a lot of guys who were dealing with a lot of different things. And it's a great story of heroism. It certainly is. These guys just, you know, the first responders, they run into the fire. They run into the buildings. They always do that. And it's remarkable. He said there were a lot of guys that wanted to get the guy out. So it wasn't really a thought from any of the firefighters to leave and go grab a mask. With no protective gear and just pure adrenaline and grit, Borelli and some members of his company made the conscious decision in the heat of the moment to continue working to free the driver. Conditions were only made manageable when another first responder grabbed pressurized water cans to help ease the smoke until an engine company arrived. The fire was quickly put under control and the driver was freed from the box truck in under 20 minutes with no serious injuries. Inside the dental office, only the office manager suffered minor injuries and they received an award for going above and beyond the call of duty. So that's great. The story was posted today, but it happened last year. But I just saw the story posted about, I don't know, 15 minutes ago or so. So I just wanted to share that with you. I think that's fantastic. And a good reminder, too, we have the Bend of the Shore bike ride coming up. Children's Behind the Badge Family Foundation, which works to raise money for the families of first responders. Team 1210, you know, Kale's biking this year. So join Team 1210 if you can and contribute and help out because it's a great organization. It's a great cause. It really is. Next week is the debate. The question, of course, is will Trump show up? Will Biden show up? Now, Carville, James Carville, who doesn't pretend to be an unbiased journalist, unlike his cohort, George Stephanopoulos, he says he's going to take money that Trump doesn't show up to the debate. I'll take that bet. I'm happy to take that bet. I know it may. I've gotten a few emails on this from people thinking it may be a trap for Trump. I don't think you have anything to worry about. I think he's going to be just fine. I do. I really do. And I'm not helping him prep for this. I have not been asked. If they asked me, I'd be more than happy to help him. But I think he's good at this point. Man's been president. He's debated a lot. I think he'll be okay. But I do think he is going to show up. I can't imagine he doesn't take the opportunity to get on that stage with Joe Biden. He's been demanding debates. He's been demanding them over and over again. They've set the criteria in a way that I think benefits Joe Biden by not having a live audience, because Trump thrives off that. He does. He feeds off that energy. But here's Carver. We'll see if he's right. Cut number 9.
Well, if I was a gambler, actually, I am a gambler.
Yeah.
I'd take even money if Trump doesn't show up. Okay, I just think
you don't think Trump's coming next week.
I mean, I don't know, but if I was, I think he's going to wake up and say and decide. He just like he said he was going to testify in his defense of his trial. He didn't put on a defense. Let him show up. I wouldn't be shocked, but I certainly would not be surprised if you gave me even money. I'd say he's a no show. He'll just get up in the morning. So I'm just not going to do it.
I'll take that bet. I will take that bet. Absolutely, I will. I think he's going to show, but we'll see. It's next Thursday night. Now, next Tuesday night is our Jack Carr event. There are some tickets left, not a lot of tickets left, though. And you should get your tickets now by going to 1210WPHT.com, all right? Because it will sell out, and you'll miss out Tuesday night with Navy SEAL Jack Carr. We'll talk about a lot of great things. The big story of the hour, though, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. He is a great guy, great dentist, and a great friend of the show. The top story of the hour by Veneria Dental is Biden's amnesty. But I don't want to overlook this story about this doctor. The DOJ, Department of Justice, unsealed an indictment against a Texas doctor who blew the whistle on, quote unquote, gender-affirming care for minors. Now, this doctor, you have to understand, he redacted the names of the kids, but he has a responsibility under Texas law to bring forward anybody who is abusing children. So there's a responsibility that certain people have in certain professions, and they're called first reporters. So they have to bring up child abuse. Teachers are in this category. Doctors are in this category, and other people as well. So he let everybody know that they were doing these barbaric procedures on children. And they were mutilating these kids and giving them these horrific drugs. And they said they were going to stop, but the Texas Children's Hospital did not stop. So what the doctor said, he says, I've maintained from day one that I've done nothing wrong. We're going to fight this tooth and nail, stand up for whistleblowers everywhere. And good for him. And the Texas Attorney General today released an opinion. Today he commented saying that this guy is a whistleblower, because he released an opinion back in February 2022 that stated that gender affirming care for kids could be a form of child abuse under state law. The following month, Texas Children's Hospital issued a statement saying it would stop all treatments and surgeries on children related to transgenderism, but they didn't. So the doctor who's in question here said that 3 days after the announcement, a surgeon implanted a hormone device in an 11-year-old girl who was experiencing gender dysphoria. He said over the next year, the frequency of these procedures increased. Following the May 14th, 2023 story by Chris Rufo, that included his firsthand account, the Texas legislature passed a law that banned transgender medical interventions on minors. He wrote the following on social media. He said, they wanted to intimidate me into silence using every technique the federal Leviathan had at their disposal, but they failed. The only way to lose is to submit to corruption. It's time to fight back harder than ever. His attorney has insisted this is government outreach. He said, our client is a mandatory reporter of child abuse who reported as a whistleblower to the state of Texas. He reported what he had seen in the hospital. This is the government going out of its way to prosecute a whistleblower. Good for him. I tell you, it's not easy, though. And there's another video that's circulating on social media. I was going to play it for you. The audio is not great, though. But a number of you have sent it to me, and thank you for doing so. Chris Rufo put this out. The Biden administration sent two FBI agents to intimidate a nurse who told the truth about the child sex change program at Texas Children's Hospital. The regime is mobilizing to threaten and imprison anyone who opposes transgender medicine. That's exactly right. The left is doing everything they can to protect this. It's big money. And they want to shut down anybody who tries to bring the truth about this barbarism. This man is a hero, this doctor. And we will do everything we can to help him. No question about it. All right, listen. Opelka's going to take you home the final hour. I got to go see the RNC chairs. But we're going to be live in KMA on Friday, as I mentioned. Jimmy Failla's going to stop by. And I want you to book that summer vacation. I know the economy is tough, but please do not forgo the summer vacation. It's important to make family memories. The kids, they love it. Just the other day, we were down in Longport. My buddy Rick and Sharon, they invited us down to their house. Watching the kids run away from the waves and building sandcastles, it makes you so happy to see. But I know with the economy being tough, you might think, I got to scrap summer vacation. You don't have to. You book a July midweek stay, and you will receive resort credits. The longer you stay, the more you're going to get in resort credits. You can even do this to June. You can even do this. They may have rooms for next week. I don't know. You stay 3 nights, get $60 a night in resort credits. Stay 5 nights, get $70 a night. Stay 7 nights, get $80 a night in resort credits to use for food and beverage purchases in Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, at their beach concession stand, or in the gift shop where you can get passes to take the family on a whale-watching boat cruise. They also offer guest rooms, suites, and townhomes equipped with a kitchenette. So it's just like renting a shore home, but with the conveniences and amenities of a full-service resort. But you can skip packing the sheets and towels, but enjoy the conveniences of a private kitchenette, load up some drinks in the fridge, make the kids a sandwich, save a few bucks that way. But you still got the outdoor pool, the indoor pool, the game room, the restaurant, all of it right on site. So book direct with them for the best rates and to get your resort credits. They're going to put money back in your pocket to use on site. That's great. The offer is good only until July 18th. So book today by calling 800-257-8550 or GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.